Gopis are in three groups. Gopis have three groups. Those who are sadhus, those who are deva kanya, and those that are eternal nitya. So, amongst the
we have something discussed about five or six days before all this.
Someone else.
In our class.
Can I read to you what I have, what is written here?
Jautaki.
Jautaki.
Jautaki not?
A Jautaki.
First Jautaki. Then or Jautaki.
A Jautaki. In a group and not in a group. Those who are sincerely following the regulative practices of devotional service with love for Krishna and yearn to become his gopi associates take birth at various times one by one, or in groups of two or three in the land of Braja. These Ayotiki gopis may be divided into two groups. Prachina.
Prachina.
Prachina. And Nava. Prachina gopis, after engaging in devotional service for a long time, the Prachina gopis take birth in the same area where the Lord's eternal dear liberated gopis have Nava gopis have a relatively short time spent in devotional practices. The Nava gopis take birth in the wombs of humans, demigoddess, or other mothers, and then after that birth, they are able to take birth as gopis in the land of Raja. I want to know about this second group, Nava gopis. Why first they take birth in the womb of human or demigoddess, and then later on take another birth?
It may be not maybe. If you are practicing and only we want to be the next servant of Kishori Radhika, don't want anything, only that Krishna come, will come. What you want? I want to be Radha Dada. I want to be Rukmanjari Dada. No. You should be the servants of what? No gopi?
Deva.
Deva Kanya or anything. Any gopis? Not gopi. Sadhak. Man, that it is very durlabh to get Kishori of Srimati Radhika. Why should you not take this post? When he takes that post, then Krishna takes it. But these are chains. But very slowly, and those who go direct, they don't, quotes and quotes, left and left, what can go. But I will be only that, not less than that, so much greed, then they will have your young ego. And there they will have association with the Shuddha, and they Rasa and every Leela.
Krishna Chakravarti Thakur has given very good explanation in the 10th canto.
That thing we have discussed very early. Very good thing. And that is very, very important.
Brahma Samhita, I have also given one.
Very good. We we have one, I am telling of that. The Sanat Chakravarti Thakur Tika, we have discussed. Kanta Shloka.
29,
chapter 6, 9 and 10.
Nine and ten.
Six,
nine and
six, ten. In the Rasleela, 9 or 10.
About the different types of
Bhuta Subha. Bhuta Subha. Tibra Viraha Tapa Bhuta Subha. That is, there are two slopes. This should be taken. Jiva Goswami has also given, but this is very.
Yes, Jiva Goswami has given slightly different explanations. What number is that?
Number.
8 and 9.
This is so which is not what we have clearly written all this. He has also cleared his there that in Jausaki, in Jausaki, the munis of Dandakaranya, so many, they were practicing from before for Krishna in Gopal Mantra. And they, but their practices came to low degree. But when they saw Ram, they at once arose in high degree. They don't wanted or prayed Ram to be Pati. They were only praying that Krishna may or Pati. And Ram certainly knew and gave them. They came to Braja as a yogi. In these gopis, there were two kinds of gopis. One who easily gets the associations of Nitya Siddha. By the grace of Yogamaya, they went easily to Rasleela. But those who have children and affection for children, those who have been associated with their husband, they could not go. And they have no association. But they have heard the Krishna master. So they have some eager to get Krishna and to go to Ras. But their husbands
love them.
And they were separated from their Gunmaya Deha. Not living there, this body, taking it. Their body. Only Gunmai bhav was that bandhan were all cut off. What bandhan? He is my son, he is my child, he is my pati, husband, he is my all connection. All affections were cut off. These are called bandhan. And they at once went to Krishna. You know, you take
water. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the milk dried up in their breath. They no longer were any more the same.
It is here that Bhru went with his physical body to Bhru Aloha. But it is stated in Narad Upakhyan that leaving his physical body, he went to Vaikuntha. A sadhak is doing bhakti. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan. Sei kale krishna tare kare atma samarpan. Sei deha tar kare chidanandamay. Have you read this?
No, but
Sei deha tar kare chidanandamay. When a man takes initiation of Gopal mantra from Gayatri or any mantra from Gurudev, at that time, Krishna tare kare atma sam. Krishna does this sadhak, those who have taken diksha, to his equal. Equal means chinmay. Krishna chinmay. And he makes them chinmay. But not physical body. What is the use of doing this? But automatically, when Krishna diksha comes, and by the association and mercy, gradually, this body's munmay bhav goes indirectly, not by seeing, and gradually, chinmay bhav comes. At last, we don't see bhakta deh becomes whole chinmay, but he has to left it anyhow, whether anyone can see or not, because this will not be.
So when we say Dhruva went back with his body, it doesn't mean his body.
Mean this body. In the दूसरों की दृष्टि में
साधारण
साधारण देयर इज नो साधक दे थॉट दैट विद दिस बॉडी फिजिकल बॉडी ही इज गोइंग बट एक्चुअली इट वाज
पांडव
इज आल्सो एंड यू हैव टू नो ठाकुर कीर्तन फॉर दी सी Always be. Material is here, physical body is here, and immortal. Krishna sevav payogi, sarir se wo chala jata hai.
So, I think we will stop now. We all have to, every day, go back at a certain time. Our Guru Maharaj is Radhadamodar Guru, but we must make offerings. We're all. So maybe we'll just kind of stop it today. Now that you know what we want, perhaps you could, like tomorrow, we could do.
You come prepared.
We are prepared, but supposing there's no question.
Then you should tell the subject. And we will discuss. Some points should be
key topics.
Key topics. And then we will discuss about it.
So tomorrow we'll do the next chapter.
Chapter 33. We can outline the subject matter.
We can make note of the most important topic. Maybe that's a tough question. And we may come 9:15. No problem.
No.
9 is a little hard. 9:15.
In the meantime, one day I want to be in Vrindavan Roshana.
So when you are there, can we come there? Or better not?
In evening, I can do that.
No, but we can go there.
Yes.
We can see you there.
Yes.
That is also very nice. Wherever you are, we will go.
I will tell you that. Tomorrow technology aspect.
Very difficult. When you get the association of devotees, it becomes easier. So I was experiencing when you're telling us the pastime, it's much more visible in our mind. It becomes much easier to see in this association. But our myself.
All this grace of your Gurudev and mine. If you have not met, nothing much. We are in hell, but Gurudev take us from hell. And he has spent in Mathura, Vrindavan, and given so beautiful things. So we are. All the time you are really indebted to them and our Guru Parampara. If Rupa Goswami is not there, if Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada was not, at first we are not thinking about their mercy, but now we will.
By reading the words of the Acharyas, one feels very much their mercy. One feels as if one is maintained by them. In the chapter I mentioned about how the worshippers of Radharani, followers of Radharani, they feel
loudly.
Worshippers of Radharani, they feel a sense of exclusivity where they only concern with Radharani, to the point where Raghunath Das Goswami, in one of his prayers, I don't know exactly where, but he says, I don't even care about Krishna. I only care about Krishna because he's related with Radharani, but all I really care about is Radharani. So our question, or this question was, if you could explain or talk something about the feeling of the followers of Radhadasya and how they feel exclusively concerned with Radharani. That Lalita, Vishaka, and Sri Rupa Manjari are so much satisfied to be with Srimati Radhika that their only interest is like that. And when Krishna approaches, if Krishna approaches Rupa Manjari, she immediately says, Radhe, Radhe.
Kamanu. The meaning of Kamanu. Want Krishna. That is Kamanu. As Gopi. So every Gopi, like every Radhanuga, Madhurya Bhakta, wants Krishna. No doubt. But secondary. You follow Bhoga Kamana. I want to meet Krishna. It is a Bhoga, kind of Bhoga. So, they may have one. So, they want to be Sakhi, Sevika of Srimati Radhika. And Radhika gives opportunity to meet them. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, all Rupanuja Vaishnava, want to serve Mati Radhika, but there will not arise question that they don't want Krishna. By the Radhika, in Anugatya Radhika, they want to serve both Radha and Krishna. Sometimes, neglecting Krishna and supporting Radhika makes Krishna more
pleasant.
So that is the idea of Radha Guru. Understand? Clear? His answer is also clear.
We have a question from yesterday. He brought up one question about the describe how there were there's 96 varieties of heroes, and 1/3 Dwarka, 1/3 Mathura, and 1/3 Vrindavan. Now, and out of those is Pati and Upapati relationship. So what are the examples of Upapati in Mathura and Upapati in Dwarka?
Kupja.
Kupja is Samanya. So it does not come in the line of Swaki or Pati. Only Samanya. Samanya means not a Vishesha. You don't want the happiness of Krishna.
Some personal desire then.
But he does not want any another person. So it has counted in Samanya. Only for this question.
But then, now his question is, where is the example of Upapati in Mathura and Dwarka? And where is the example of Pati?
Well, Pati, Krishna is Pati of Satyabhama Rukmini. But the wives of other Jadavas were newly married. If they see Krishna, they want to meet Krishna. So, Krishna is
Pati. And Mathura, Pati and
Mathura.
That means he did not actually.
Mathura and Dwarka has been counted in one.
So, the desire came
so, Pati in Mathura, when Krishna entered Mathura,
yes,
he killed Krishna.
Wives were on the rooftops and windows looking.
Is that Pati in Mathura?
Mathura mein Mathi, Rup Goswami and Ji Goswami has told that Satyabhama Rukmini are the same in Mathura.
And Pati in
Sometimes, somewhere in Puran, it is written that Dwarka was married from Mathura.
That Dwarka was
married.
Rukmini was married at Mathura when Krishna was at
Mathura. I think sometimes they may go back and forth. But then Pati in Vrindavan.
Though Sarvakaptaini, some of them, not real Pati, but like Pati. By some gopis, not
the mood is like
mood is like. But yet they are upapati. But they yet want that Krishna music.
They have that
idea, Abhiman.
They pray to Katayana.
Katayana and Krishna himself recognizes right. them. So they knew as the Abhiman that Krishna is also. Always there, but not actually married. Only garland, Gandharva Viva. Gandharva Viva?
You
told us, yes. And Jeva Dharma is also.
He
knows everything, you can ask him.
You had a question about.
Yes. Remembrance more than me. I forget everything. But he does not forget.
When you see me, you remember my Guru Maharaj. You had a question about Lalita and Vishakha not wanting to be group leaders?
They are not group leaders.
Yeah,
but they do not have any abhiman that they are doing. But yes, they were. Eight Sakshivas. Naika. And Dalitan Gaur, Vishakha Gaur, Sutra Gaur, and eight Sakshivas. And more than this,
but they have no
Anand Manjari. No, actual. They wanted to meet Radhan. But Bhatra. Shyamala.
Pali
Sadhya likes the Vishakha of
We read in Ujjana Nalamani that the relationship of Subal and Krishna had many of the intimacies of even conjugal love, meaning that he was so intimate in dealing with Krishna's conjugal love with the gopis, and knowing that he was. It was very deep like that. So what is, how...
See, Krishna used to send Subal.
Yes.
To do avisar with Krishna. So sometimes in the night, he used to go to Radhika. And anyhow, by Ishara means, by any... But that he should come. Ishara mane ki hai re? Ishara.
Indication.
Gupt indication. Hidden. Indication. Indication.
Hint.
Anyhow, tells to Radhika, not directly, not going there, anyhow by any means, by Sakhi, that he is waiting for Srimati Radhika, wants to meet her. Madhur madhur nitayam jyotrud bhasitayam sintukusam suvasa kliptakarapurudhisa suvala sukham iteta suvala sakha Krita, Dupika, Nasthasta, Indina, in Pura Chandra, in Chandra, Unima, wearing white dress, white everything, white pillar, everything. mukta mind. No manjis. Trouble is going on onward. And next Srimati Radhika, taking finger, Bali is going alone onward, and Srimati Radhika taking Bali and Krishna were two from this body, but they were one in Bhavana. And Mitra, Mitra's friend, bosom friend, that
his rasa with Krishna, it is sakyaras, is no madhurya mixed in. That's, I think, your question. Now, it's an ecstasy.
Sakyaras, but not only he wants to meet Krishna, and he helps. क्या सुनेगा उन करके क्या होगा उसको भजन करो सब कुछ अभी कितना संकल्प सब लोगों का अभी इधर कभी उधर और अभी साधन हरि नाम करो चांस करो
He wants to unite Radha and Krishna. So he is like Manjari.
No, no.
On the other side, no.
We are not Vasukha. He helps Krishna in the Radhika.
But his Anubhav, Satika Bhav, Yabhisari Bhav, is it anyway like Manjari or always like?
Not only, like Kriya Narvasaka.
Special category.
Not like.
But nothing more than the.
More than Sakha, Vitta Sakha, Prana Sakha, is more than that. He has so intimate relationship with Krishna that he is Mamata, and Krishna is mine. So that he is greater than all another. Mother Mangal, Sridham, and all of them. And sometimes he takes the shape of Radhika,
a form.
Once Krishna was with Srimati Radhika and all of them. Meantime, anyone, Padma, the Sakhi of Seventu, mother-in-law, Jatila, and she told that just I have seen Krishna and Radhika meeting at the Bhandirvan in a cave or something. I have just seen. She became very furious and angry. In the meantime, getting this
information,
Padma went away very happy because she was about to go and to see herself. That's right. And then doing anything. But in the meantime, in the way, Vishakhana, she told that, where you are going? She told that, I am going to Bhandirvan. Why? I have heard that Radhika has gone to meet Krishna there and they are meeting. So, you are very curious. Krishna is doing drama with her friends. his son, and he has made Subal as Radhika and playing, and he has given this information to you, and if you go there, they will make Subal naked, and they will throw, and they will clapping in hands, they will laugh and making very foolish and foolish. So Subal, at that Subal was ready to take the shape of Kunti and to make foolish. So he is very near and dear and always helps Kunti Radhika. So sometimes bhav is so higher, then he takes a form of Mahabhav, a little bit.
Srimati Radhika must like Subal very much.
Both steps are like same. If Sridham is brother of Radhika, but yet he's so beautiful and so looking. If he dressed like a woman, he is seen as his Radhika. And he is very clever, very intelligent, and he knows how to sometimes when Krishna falls to non-bhanga of Radhika. Understand? He sends Subal. And Subal he speaks in so manner that his heart melts. It is enough. It does not mean that Subal becomes ready and his bhava is like Gopi. His bhava is always as friend. But so intimacy with Krishna and Radhika that he comes in Mahabhava.
You had another question about Srimati Radhika with Mukhya, Amanda, and Pagavda.
It is mentioned that Srimati Radhika, it is mentioned that Gopis are in three divisions, Mukta, Madhya,
Pagavda.
So, in the Goloka, the spiritual, Brahma Vrindavan is also there, but in that place, those three divisions are also there. So
everything has come out from there.
Krishna also has different agents, Kumara, Ishwara, Yavana, all
Sandhi.
Not that he is only one age, but it's, someone said that Krishna in Goloka is Kishore, but his mother sees him as her son, so she sees him as a child. But I think that he must be all of those different ages, not only by what she sees, but he must be able to be all the different ages.
You are right.
Chinta Shakti.
His every pastime is Nitya. So he every age is Nitya. But Kishore and Vyasandhi are most important.
most important.
Because gopis ras is sarvottam, and so Krishna, the gopis are very much interested in Kishore. So Kishore is Chaitanya Chaitanya. It has been stated. Vaya kaisoro kam dhyam adhya iyo
parvara.
It's like a
full blown
love it.
Only not full, but it has so many qualities. So much to see tell. To see tell. So much fragrance. So much komal. Komal?
Soft.
Soft. So much. Bhava Purana, Lalita, and every qualification includes.
Sure. Yesterday, when we were speaking about the different gopis, the Nitya Priya gopis, the Munichari gopis, different gopis. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example that some of the gopis, like a mango, some gopis are not yet
not
ready, ripened, but by hearing about Ras, then gradually the mango got sweeter, and then when it was ready, it was offered to Krishna.
When the Mali was
garden,
pick up so many mangoes. Some are half ripened, some are half not. Ripe at our call, only full, young becomes ripe becomes more ripe, and another ripe are very much most beautiful, fragrant, everything, and to taste. So, we have given very difficult dish. When you have ready.
In our Guru Maharaj's
Tika?
No, it is not in the Guru Maharaj's Tika, because he did not write that. He passed away, but his disciple, Ridhananda Maharaj, he has given the translation of Vishwanath Chakravarti. It seems that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's position is very unique.
All are unique. All are unique. One gives
seed.
One gives Vithankur seed. That is
sprout.
That is Sanatana Goswami. And one gives seed with Ankur, with this. That are Raghunath, Bhatta, and all others. And after that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives with fruit also.
Who gave the seed?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And with the
uncle? Sanatana Goswami.
Somebody.
In his Vaishnava Toshini. Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Goswami?
Rupa Goswami is everything. He's out of all this. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has blindly followed Rupa Goswami.
Blindly followed.
And he gives yukti. Yukti means
argument,
hither, and forward, and forward. Jiva Goswami has two visions. One for anadhikari, one for adhikari. But Vishwanath Chakravarti has no two sides, only one. sometimes the alochana karte hain alochana mein
discussion
unhe cut hai unke argument ko ki cut the argument of the usanga
yeah
directly
Krishna
he tells that fair Srimad Bhagavat is any example that gopis were talking of And there are so many examples in each slok that gopis are working. Not here in Vrindavan, but also in Golok Vrindavan.
It seems that in one place that Jiva Goswami says that none of the gopis had any children. There's one statement, when Krishna meets with the gopis for us, he jokes with them, saying that now you should all return to your husbands and your children. So, Jiva Goswami says that actually he's joking, because it is rasavas to say, according to Rupa Goswami, to say, to bring up the mood of parents, that is your mother, at the same time that they're feeling this conjugal mood. Vishnu Chakravarti says that some of them may have had children because they had some material desire. You said that yesterday. But after becoming qualified, then they gave up that body.
For them, it is not happening.
Is that correct?
I blindly follow Vishnu Acharya. In Jiva Goswami, I do vichara.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Vichar?
This is the lakmi.
Doesn't matter, we will try.
I'll have to see
analysis.
Why Sri Goswami is telling like this? But in the Punata Vatika, all direct, our heart is adopted. And no use of mental energy. But in Jiva Goswami, mentally we have to judge and
weigh everything.
Analyze. Why has it told? He has told it for anadhikari, adhikari, or why he has told?
Yeah. And I think he felt, Jiva Goswami felt that it was his duty to explain everything in such a way to convince all the other sampradayas that Rupa Goswami is...
But he has not cared.
No.
Julian Mani has given very deep
commentary. We were wondering about that.
Against Jiva Goswami. All things are against him, but he is telling that he is our acharya, he is Rupanuga. He cannot tell like this. His thoughts were different, but he has. In Ujjwal Nirmani, you can see that. Duty. Fine duty.
After duty.
Because fine duty. Fine duty means this will come next year. Fine duty means Kopi Naika are herself requesting Krishna to meet. To meet, you should understand. But how? By opposing, what? Like opposing. But they are not opposing. They are praying. These are sabda, sabdodhut, sabda utha, nedara, artha, arthalankar, so many things. I cannot express, I am not expressing to you, but this is very, very beautiful. Like Gopi. They want to denote another thing. And by telling the word by upper, it means anything else. Don't come with me. Your life will be spoiled. Your house will be ruined. But this is not ruined. You should come, if you will not come, your life will be over.
So he says
this. Goswami has told all these things, Krishna Sakabati. Tells that he is my acharya, he is my pradhamna. I have taken something, what he was taking, I have taken a rest, prasadam. And yet he discards.
Disagrees
with the fact that he has written it. Have copy of the copy of that. What else? Or start telling another thing. But meaning is another, quite opposite. In Srimad Bhagavat 2. Gopis are telling Krishna when they met at Kurukshetra, why you told like this and why you sent your brother and Uddhava, which were telling that and everywhere meditate. And why you told in the rat that go at once to your husband and return, see your child and everything. Krishna told that, I was thinking that you are so clever and very human.
Intelligent.
But now you see that you are not so intelligent. Why? Because I have never told you in the rush to go to your husband. I was telling only that it is midnight, it is so deep, andhakar, dark, so many serpents and other things, and it is quite mysterious time. Mysterious,
quite
lonely, so are they certain? Not understanding, I was. It is the time to meet me. I am pati of pati. I am your patis are not your pati. I was telling that you should serve your pati. That I was telling to serve me. Gopi told that you are quite intelligent. And also intelligent. We want to hear from your mouth these things. We know that you are telling that.
Don't use the word though.
And Krishna told that, oh, now I knew that you are here. So, words are denoting another thing. But this was dhani.
Yes, who knows the
wealthy person.
Dhvani denotes another thing. The inner meaning. Dhvani means inner meaning.
Prolakshana.
No. A hidden meaning of any word is called dhvani. Anit yoga, will drink water again. One was taking water. Any kantedar machali, fish, having milk, kanta, you know, kanta.
Fish
having
That it means with the hands they have that.
He was drinking water at Ekadasi din, drinking in Jamuna water.
What happened?
And happened that one fish.
Wow.
Then he was telling, announcing that I don't take anything on Ekadasi.
He was bathing for
that. Then, when he went there, and he came out, and he became
restless.
Then another man told that, will you drink again water? This meeting means that don't
take water in a cup.
Why? This is called dhvani. So gopis and Krishna, in Bhagavata, I use like this.
Indirectly.
In our Dasani Granth, also it is written, full of all these things. And this is called Rasa.
This is Parokshabha. Everything is Parokshabha. To protect from another kind.
The gopis, they have husbands. Did they actually not have husbands, or did they have husbands who were gopis who had ras with Krishna, or was their husband just imaginary, or did their husband have they also have ras?
These husbands in Golok Vrindavan, only Abhinav. Understand?
Only idea. They're only thinking they have.
Only idea.
Yeah.
No state at all there. But in Bhavan Vrindavan, that Abhinav has taken state action by Yoga Maya. No illusory Maya there. Only.
I have a question then.
Jyotila is also Abhiman in Golok Vrindavan. Abhiman only. No, actually there. No place. Abhiman. Like in a dark room. I am alone in a room. At once, I heard any sound in the room, but saw nothing. There is any ghost here. And I feared and ran away from it. But there was nothing.
But in your mind, it
is. So, in Golok Vrindavan, nothing like this. Only Abhiman. Abhiman, any any word for Atman?
Ego.
Concept.
Conception. But here, and that conception makes only yoga maya. No work of illusory maya. Then?
No more.
Yeah. You have finished that easily. We were.
You have something?
You have read 33 or 34? Everything is clear.
Yeah, there are many technical categories, words.
But very important.
And in Ujjwala Nilamani?
Only for Adhikari, not for Anadhikari. Anadhikari will lose everything by reading. And Adhikari will get everything.
Because there are so many technical words, it is difficult to frame the